don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on May the 5th, 2008. I always ask the newcomers to look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That's my website and you can download lots of talks on our main subjects, all coming to light in this day and age, to do with the histories of the world and how it's got to where it is and where it's planned to go, who's doing it, and the foundations and organizations that intermesh to bring it all about. Also look into Alan Watt's Sentient Sentinel.eu, and you can take transcripts and download them, written in the various languages of Europe, pass them around to your friends. Now, for those who send me paper mail, I read it all, but remember, I cannot reply to everyone. I don't have a secretary, and I really can't spend my life just answering mail. But for those who do send occasional donation, I have to thank you very much, and I do hope to get back to those ones, because that's what keeps me going. That's the bread and butter here that pays for everything. And like everyone else, I have to live too. You can also donate on the website. You can find out how to donate to me as well. And that also keeps me going. And I try to get back to those people as well, because this is really basically a one-man band type show where I do all this work here at home. I run off to the mailbox. I run off to the post office, both of which are a few miles away from me. And I make up the orders myself and send them out. And also do these shows. And even today, after being on Alex Jones' show for a few hours, one of the computers crashed with all my mail on it. So this is the sort of stuff that you have to allow me to do and not be so impatient. And there's always a few impatient ones that think you should get back to them right away. It can't be done. It can't be done on a shoestring. It can't be done even physically, because I'm doing too much as it is. And the weekends are just the same. At weekends, I have to try and catch up with all the stuff I haven't done during the week. And it's still impossible to even do. It's impossible. I try, but I'll never do it. So please just accept that's the way it is. Now, I've been going on about genetics for a while and the genetic agenda, and maybe carrying on in a sense from today's 2.5 hours or so with Alex Jones on this particular topic. I'll continue tonight on the same topic, because it's so vitally important to understand where we're going, why we're going in this particular direction, and could understand the real agenda, because nothing in this system happens by chance. Nothing is just evolving by the actions of independent players or corporations. That's so unreal. Everything is coordinated and has been for a long time. In fact, the largest corporations in the planet are really just a handful of families at the top running them, because they have shares for the public to buy, but they always own and control the controlling shares in these big organizations. And many of them in the high-tech industry, for instance, were actually set up by the CIA in America and MI6 in Britain and other major societies that work for governments in secret capacities. They could not allow true free competition in these areas, and they have a different agenda. I'll be back with more about this particular agenda after these messages.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, back cutting through the matrix. And just mentioning that everything that we're taught in the mainstream news to do with the present crisis all over the planet is pretty well bogus. And big think tanks were employed 30, 40 years ago to plan this phase of it, to convince us that we must come together as a global system under a global governmental organization. Professor Carl Quigley talked about it. He talked about the some of the big foundations that had a hand in this, bringing in a new feudal system where the CEOs of the big international corporations would appear to the public to be the new feudal overlords. And that's what's happening. They've gone after the food of the planet. They've gone after the oil. They've gone after everything that you now need today in this day and age to live. Your water has been taken over as well, piece by piece across whole nations, and privatized, supposedly, put into the hands of a couple of major international players. So we'll be made to be interdependent, as they call it, interdependent. Now, these guys don't make mistakes. They don't put out Monsanto seeds and then howl and cry that there's fungus killing off plants across the planet. They must create a war situation worldwide. And what do you have in war? You have food rationing. That's mandatory. They also want, eventually, through all of the chaos they planned for 30-odd years, according to their own information, 30-odd years of rioting and so on, but they also want to have big movements of people, just like refugees, moving into the big major cities. And that's why the United Nations, quite a few years ago, mandated that every country must create what they call super cities, extensions of the existing ones, where we're all crammed in, and we'll be living on top of each other. That's what they have. But that's not to last forever, because they do plan to bring down the population pretty drastically, step by step by step. And these characters work intergenerationally. Many of them working today towards this won't be alive in 30 years, but they don't mind. They know that their descendants will take over and finish it off, carry it through. That's how they've always done this. And this goes back, they say, to this odd thing called eugenics, a term coined back in the 1800s to do with selective special breeding, and it was built on the supposed doctrine of Charles Darwin, although Darwin himself simply got it from his own father. His grandfather, too, before, had written similar stuff to do with selective breeding and survival of the fittest, because in reality, the Darwin family were already practicing special selection in their breeding practices and had been for generations. And you'll find this with all the top players. They're all pretty well the same. However, with the massive publication of Darwinism, it caught on like wildfire amongst an upper middle class who also were terrified of the masses beneath them. This was the age of Karl Marx, remember, and all the other big mass movements. And they talked about the public as being one conglomeration, one big mass, and that terrified the upper middle classes, that one day they might be overthrown by what they thought were inferior types. And this worked into a doctrine. Personally, I think this doctrine always existed for thousands of years, but certainly in the books that have been written since the 1800s by some of the major players themselves, it emerged in public for the first time, open to the public for those who could read at the time. And the flag was taken up, this flag towards special selective breeding for an elite, while they decimated up an unfit public down beneath them. It was taken up by the Carnegie Institute in the United States with funding from the U.S. Congress, and they discussed this in the late 1800s. The big players came into it. They started up the American Census Bureau on behalf of the eugenic societies, and Carnegie eventually was helped and funded as well by the Rockefeller Foundation and other foundations. And I've told you before, these foundations all work together. They're fronts. They're big, incredibly rich fronts that work for the most powerful, wealthy, and royal families, too, on this planet. You can trace their genealogy back for supposedly thousands of years, according to themselves. And at the Cold Spring Harbor that was set up to do some of this experimentation, they also called it the Station for Experimental Evolution. They truly believed then, and have never ever changed, that if the lesser species, meaning those who had not evolved, and they believed that thousands of years ago there was a great evolution, but only for the few, that was themselves, the proof being self-evident to them that they ruled the world already. They ruled continents and nations. They ruled and owned all the necessities of life. They ruled over the lives of the lessers beneath them. So they believed the lessers, the masses, were going to be a problem. And under the Darwinian theory, if those particular ones were allowed to go into a new era, they would bring down the higher evolution of the elected ones, you might say. That was their big fear then. And this was added to with the findings of all people, a man who was a monk. And this monk, it was Mendel, or Mendelssohn, some call him. He came up with the theory of a selective breeding for vegetables, of all things, peas especially. And he just happened to find the right amount of selected pears to breed hybrids. And they tried to apply this to humans to see if they could actually breed good traits into bad varieties. And, of course, they came up with the idea it wouldn't work. therefore, although they could train the masses to alter their behavior, they claimed that when the masses had children, those children would be exactly the same as the untrained parents had been, and you have to train them all over again. Therefore, the masses would have to be gradually, very gradually, be sterilized or eliminated one way or another. This particular experiment went on in Cold Springs Harbor, started off the eugenic movement with sterilization being passed by the U.S. Congress and through different states in the United States. And they did this with the so-called feeble-minded and the unfit. But what they meant at the top, and this is in the writings of some of the founders like Charles Davenport, who was in charge initially of this particular institute, what they said was there was also a poverty gene. They believed that people literally were in poverty because it was a genetic thing, a genetic problem, a recessive gene. They couldn't get ahead because it was not in their nature to do so. They were programmed. And this has never changed since those days. With the beginning of the census in 1890, then 10 years later and so on, they also tried to select as much information on individuals, including medical records and criminal records and so on, to try to keep the trace or histories of family genealogies. They've done it up to this present day. You have so much data on your lineages, it's incredible. And really, if you want to find out about your ancestry, it's a pity we can't get into the government departments to find it, because they've got it all there, going back for hundreds of years, across the Western world. Because every other country in the Western world, we're doing the same thing. We're now going to step the stage where we're being sterilized gradually. They've admitted themselves from the United Nations, and I see this ad nauseum. The United Nations every year publishes its findings on the male sperm count in the Western world. They never follow it up with an explanation, or they never say it's a crisis. But if you're 75% sterile as a male in the Western world compared to your dads or granddads in the 1950s, something drastic has happened to you. And this is not by accident. That's why it's not followed up with any comment. Get the blind stats, and that's that. It's meant to be. It's been done on purpose. And they can certainly target you and your genetic reproduction through simple inoculations, for instance. And they've been at this for a long time. Now, in the 1800s and 1900s, you think Superman is a new idea. We're always given this red herring of Hitler, thinking this anomaly appeared in history called Adolf Hitler, and he was a bad man and did all these bad things, and he had weird ideas. But you see, none of Hitler's ideas were weird at all. He got them all from London and the United States. In fact, there was nothing original in Hitler's whole program that didn't originate in eugenic societies of the Western world. Many of the big authors they employed at these foundations, like H.G. Wells and George Bernard Shaw, wrote about the coming Superman. In the 1800s, then into the early 1900s, and Shaw actually wrote a book called Man and Superman, where he states in the book that those unfit to pass through into a new age would have to perish by necessity. And that's how they got ideas into more middle-class helpers, was by writing novels, in fact, and writing their ideas through apparent fiction, that way they couldn't be sued. But then many of the readers of the upper middle class became devotees and helpers towards this particular agenda, thinking they were also superior and that they'd get saved as well. Someone recently sent me a page from the Globe and Mail, and it's called Globe Review, Thursday, March the 20th, 2008. And this is in the entertainment section, I guess, visual arts. And it says, and it's on about the curator of Ottawa's National Gallery of Canada leaving, but before he leaves, it's going to be a big exhibition, and I'll tell you about this particular exhibition after the following messages.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. And before I take the callers, I'm just going to read a little bit of an article here from the Globe and Mail. It's called Globe Review, dated March 20th. Section R is the part of the entertainment page here. And goes on about a big upcoming exhibition of art that was done in the 1930s. It says, the one treated with greatest expectations and the biggest budget, about $1.6 million, is the 1930s The Making of the New Man, an ambitious thematic potpourri of more than 200 paintings, photographs, sculptures, works on paper and films, on display at the National Gallery from June the 6th through September 7th. 4 years in preparation, drawing on the resources of private and public collections in more than 15 countries, The New Man offers a sweeping examination of the convulsive beauty, that is how they phrase it, convulsive beauty that informed much of the art of the 1930s. While there previously had been exhibitions portraying the relationship between art and state power, as it was practiced in Nazi Germany, fascist Italy, Soviet Russia, and other countries, The New Man show focuses instead on the connection between art and biology, because they were talking about literally creating a new type of human being, but mainly a type that would serve this elite at the top. As Jean Clare, former head of the Paris Picasso Museum and guest curator of the Ottawa exhibition, observed, biology was the rising and leading science of the decade. Totalitarian regimes on the left and right saw the application of science in conjunction with political power as a way to build a new man free from the terrors of the past, strong and full of vigor. Ideologies of degeneration, and this is what I'm talking about here, they called it degeneration, the masses were called degenerates. Ideologies of degeneration, regeneration, and re-education proliferated with artists in all countries, variously amplifying, exploring, and criticizing these themes in their paintings and photographs. You should read this part for yourself, because you see, this has not changed. And just as today, the biggest artists are funded by government grants and handouts, because culture is given from the top, that's all culture, it was the same back then, too. Now I'll go to the phones, and we've got Mark from Pennsylvania. Are you there, Mark? Hello, Mark.
Hello, Alan. Good evening.
How are you?
Not so bad. Quick question for you.
Right.
I was turned on to a musician yesterday. In fact, I invested a good part of my evening searching YouTube and watching his amazing video interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
Do you have any good stories about him?
I wouldn't tell stories on this particular show, or I'll be talking about music from morning till night.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, anything good or bad about the guy? I mean, it seems like he's right on. He's been talking about what you've been saying now for about 35, 40 years.
Well, Frank went to the same school, as I say, that most of these characters came out of, the Adorno and so on, the Frankfurt School.
Uh-huh.
So they understood this stuff. They understood a lot of them understood their part. And they understood what culture creation was. That's what they were taught at that particular school, how you, through poetry, music, the visual arts and all the rest of it, all entertainment, you could shape the minds of complete societies.
Yeah. But it seemed like he was speaking out against it. Do you think that, is that just a show?
Well, don't forget that a lot of the ones who bring on the culture at that level are actually used. Even John Lennon really thought that he could bring in, he and others could bring on a new society where the youth would decide for themselves. It wasn't until a few years later he was informed by, especially here in Canada, a professor that he and the rest were being used for a different purpose, and they didn't know it themselves. They didn't understand that themselves.
Mm.
So a lot of the musicians in that era did not know the real agenda. You know, they were too young. They were very idealistic. They didn't realize there were very old families and an old science behind all of this with a different agenda.
Yeah, the one thing that kind of turned me off while listening to him is he kept encouraging people to vote.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this voting thing, I mean, read the writings of Aristotle. I'll just floor you. He was through the whole con game of voting, even back then, and he talks about republics. He talks about democracies, oligarchies, plutocracies. Theocracies, he goes through every bit of it, and he tells you how the game is played. So they understood this thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye.
Now I've got Shakir from Nova Scotia. Are you there, Shakir? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello there.
Go ahead.
Okay. I have a situation. I've heard your many, many talks on vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife just recently informed me that if, and I quote her, the government forces me to, I will vaccinate my children.
Mm-hmm.
Our children, I hope she means, but
yeah.
I'm sometimes excluded from this. So now, for some strange reason, but without exploring that aspect of how many times, this is what's occurred to me, I'm definitely going to attempt to convince her otherwise, although she surprised me with this news. But I wouldn't have married her if I'd ever thought she was going to behave that way in the first place. But now, here I am in this situation. I have two young ones
mm-hmm.
who need to enter the school system. The school system in this province in Canada requires that you be vaccinated before you go to school
mm-hmm.
by law.
Yeah.
Now, how many vaccinations would you estimate would be required to do, as you said, I think I quote you, to cause a frontal lobotomy effect?
Probably one.
Only one?
Probably. Some people. Hang on, and we'll talk about this after
okay.
the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. Back with Cutting Through the Matrix, we're talking to Shakir from Nova Scotia, who's in a fairly typical problem today, where one member of the family is aware of what inoculations can do to the children, and another member who still believes in the medical system and probably, I don't know if your wife watches a lot of television, does she?
Well, actually, no. She's been well informed prior to our, prior to the act taking place of consummating. We researched this in great depth. I mean, we were doing home birthing and vegetarianism, and then now she suddenly is, I don't know, I mean, I've never understood estrogen in my life anyway. I don't know if any of the other guys on here have in their life, but she's made this sudden switch where now, even though we were homeschooling our children, she's decided to have a full-time babysitting service, which is to send them to school.
Yeah.
You see, we're paying taxes, why not? And I don't mean that either.
I know.
I would rather not send the children to... Now, the children have already entered the school system. They say it's brutal. The people are nasty. The students are mostly violent.
Yeah.
And they were not raised on these principles or on these lack of morals and so they're being traumatized. They're being traumatized now. But she doesn't seem to understand that. And now she's in the position of saying, and I quote her in saying, if she is forced to by the government. Well, I was trying to visualize, how are you forced by the government? Is that a gunpoint or?
Mm-hmm. How could you be forced?
Yeah.
I mean, we could remove the children, leave the province, leave the country, if rather than we're not financially in, not of means.
Mm-hmm.
See? But she's still prepared to. I'm very, very worried. And you say it's only one vaccination?
It depends on your actual physiology. Some children, we know for a fact, it's just the first MMRs they even get as babies. Some of them will go under right away. They end up with autism. We know that attention deficit and all these other problems are just degrees of the same problem coming from the same source. So, and also, some of them act as almost like cocking a hammer and a gun. The first inoculations, the second bunch sometimes will trigger it off, and in comes other problems like juvenile arthritis and so on. So there's so much documentation, as I'm sure you're aware, on this whole topic, this subject here. But as I say, you might have to eventually leave the province if that's the case, because they seem to be coming down with a heavy hand now. They want everyone into the same system. In fact, they don't want any alternative system or even homeschooling. And as you say, the children that go into school are brought up often with single parents or parents who watch TV, and the children are playing games or bringing themselves up. They do get their values from the state, and they are pretty well violent amongst each other. So your children are like a fish out of water in that milieu. So you have to really take some steps to rectify the situation before you ruin their lives completely, you know?
Absolutely, yes. And so to revisit that, your thought, it may only be as little as one vaccination. But they see they haven't been vaccinated yet, so it may only be as little as one that could alter their physiology to the point where they're only capable of picking up something and moving it across the room to the other side.
It could be that, or they come down with massive physical problems and allergies too. Yeah, and allergies generally deteriorate into, as I say, this new type of rheumatoid arthritis very early. That's one of the most common problems today, even with young people in their 20s and 30s are coming down. And this never happened before. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, this was pretty well unknown in young people, and now it's becoming very common.
You see, my God, Alan. Well, thank you. Thank you, Alan, for this information. I know how to behave now or how to react. I'll be on my knees to
yeah.
to try. Okay, thank you, Alan, and I wish you a good night.
And you too.
Thank you.
It's a difficult situation, and I hear that from a lot of people who've really studied up on the issue. Don Scott, in fact, Don Scott from Sudbury, Ontario, that gave out a lot of declassified information from governmental departments. And he talked about the world meetings that they had many years ago when they said they'd bring Africa down quick, meaning quick kills and death and so on. But for the West, there'd be too much of a hullabaloo and too many questions asked, so they'd give debilitating illnesses, long-lasting degenerative illnesses, to make people ineligible for marriage partners. And voila, in the 70s, he came out with all these crippling chronic fatigue diseases, Epstein-Barr virus and so on, and it's knocked out so many, many people. Now you have men with lupus, another disabling disease that never happened in men before at all. So it's all after the big world meetings. These guys mean business, and we see the evidence, and they're being successful. And if you cannot protect your children, what kind of person are you? What kind of human being are you if you won't protect your own children, regardless of authorities and threats and so on? When you know what's happening, you have to take steps to save your own children. No one else will. And it's so important. And I got Mark from California. Are you there, Mark?
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad.
Good. You know, I'm on a website right now, the Grand Lodge of British Columbia.
Yeah.
And it shows Abraham Zapruder, Freemason, 33rd degree. And I find that interesting, and I wondered what your comments on that are. If you think that he was put there by the organization that killed Kennedy to record the ritualistic murder of the king, what are some of your thoughts on that?
I've never really given that site much attention. is so flashy and show-offy, I often wonder how much is put there just to intrigue the public, and they also make sure that so many of the public do know about them. It's a huge site on the internet, and it certainly can keep people amazed and amused for many, many years, but I really don't take much credence in what they show the general public. It's more important what they don't show the general public. And the facts are, too, they speak for themselves. Every town and village and city that you drive into about a mile outside town, or sometimes half a mile, you'll see the biggest board you'll ever see, billboard, and it's all the Masonic associations. And they're telling you, this is who runs this town or city or this village. And we accept that as being normal. So it's one big club that pays off each other. They do live off of the public. They do give each other's favors all the time. And that's all we really need to know. They're a secretive society. They're just a clique, really. They're sworn to help each other out. And they're also sworn to ignore the profane, meaning if you have a hardware store and you join Masonry and the guy down the road already exists with a hardware store, all the Masons must visit the Masonic one. So he'll get the business, another guy will go out. So they don't believe in playing fair at all. That's standard with all these major fraternities. But I don't even bother with the stuff they put up for the public to see.
Okay, so you've never really, you know, able to confirm whether Abraham Zapruder was a 33rd degree at that time in 1963 or not?
No, and I wouldn't even waste my time to find out.
Okay, I just thought that was interesting. Okay, well, thanks. Thanks,
okay.
Alan.
Bye now.
Okay, bye.
They got Terry from Calgary. You're there, Terry?
Hi, Alan. Thanks very much for taking my call.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a pleasure speaking. For quite a while now, I've been running a website and trying to keep track of the New World Order and what they're up to and all the different groups. One of the things I've had trouble in narrowing down is the hierarchy of power. Who's at the top? You know, the 13 large banking families? I mean, is there indeed 5 families that control everything, and if so, who's at the top? Who do you think they are?
I don't think it's just them. There are other groups. You see, anyone who's, and I've stated this even in ancient records, those who are in the public eye, in the limelight, they might be high-level workers, but they're still workers nonetheless. And bankers, too, have to be involved in what's going on, so technically they're still workers as well. So the true lazy boys, they call them at the top. There's a play on the letter Z there. It's La Z, the Z boy, in high masonry. These are the characters who really, really run the world, and their names are generally not found in the newspapers. They do exist, but they don't do what we think of as work. Worker bees do the work. These characters, I've no doubt, too, they're descended through even the Knights Templars, and even beyond the Knights Templars in the ancient Middle East and even Egypt. I've no doubt at all that goes all the way back, because they've used the same symbology down through the ages, and they've always used the same, as I say, genealogical terminology to describe themselves and to describe the lesser types that work for them. It's the same group. It's a religion, too. And it doesn't mean that everyone in a family, even an elite family, must understand what's happening. They test even their own children out, and their children are sent to higher masters. And if one's a bit dim, he won't get in on the real act, whereas if the brother is and he can keep his mouth shut, he'll go up the ladder even further and get in on the big, big picture. So they even screen their own, because they do have problems because of their inbreeding with their own families. Not everyone is allowed into the big picture. And traditionally, the women are kept excluded from the reality of what's really going on. Now, some of them obviously catch on, and some of them are wiser, some of the women, but they do keep very quiet about it.
So families like the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers, do you feel that they're just the worker bees as well?
They're very high worker bees, but they're still worker bees. There's no doubt about it. These characters are dedicated to a religion, because even old David Rockefeller doesn't sit down very much. He's on the trot across the planet all the time. They never retire, so they're always working towards the same agenda, but which means they are worker bees. But they're true believers. They're true believers in this particular cause. Make no mistake.
Would you place the Pope and the Vatican and the Queen around the same level as them?
There's no doubt, yeah. Yeah, you could not go into the Vatican and get access to that kind of data. They have records going back, even personal letters between kings and queens from centuries ago. They have the real histories in the archives in the Vatican. You could never, and they have a very good intelligence service, you could not miss what's happening in the world. And I've no doubt that Malachi Martin and others were quite right, that it was certainly infiltrated long ago and taken over. Although I do suspect at the very beginning that the higher ones who started up that particular church, when they amalgamated all the pagan religions into it, which is called the Universal Church for that reason, I think that they already knew what the agenda was. I think the big players have been involved in every major religion, sometimes continuously and sometimes on and off, down through the many, many, many centuries. If you couldn't leave that alone, you'd have to control them.
Very interesting. Just one other quick question, if I can, Alan. One, listening to Patriot Radio sometimes, if I find, I think there's a little psychology being played on me at times. I feel like maybe there's a certain agenda that they're pursuing. I sort of feel like a dog chasing my tail after listening to Patriot Radio for a while. And that's why I really welcome listening to your talks and your podcasts and downloading them all. I feel that you fill in a lot of holes that seem to miss. You mentioned once on one of your podcasts that there was a gentleman with connections to the London establishment that helped to publish the videos and the of all the large players in Patriot. Do you have a name for him?
I'm trying to remember back now. How long ago was this?
You mentioned he called you and spoke to you for a couple hours and wanted you to do a video program and include the alien conspiracy, and you said...
Yeah. I wouldn't say that on the air.
Okay.
I think everyone gets the idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I had that, and I... You should understand, too, that from the days of even Aleister Crowley, the elite were putting out, even before Crowley, they were setting up mystique or institutions to mystify the public, cult-like in a sense, where they would take truth and wrap it with a lot of fiction as well. And when everyone heard the truth, they'd mix it up with the fiction and discredit the truth. That's called counterintelligence. And, now you can't stop people following that which fascinates them. And they always make sure, just like Crowley, the stuff they give out fascinates them. Crowley was using a lot of information to do with the coming World War II, because he worked with MI5 and MI6. And he was mixing it up with Nostradamus' sayings, mixing it up with channeling that his wife got from Thoth, supposedly, and putting this out to his followers. And thousands of followers believed this man and his propaganda, but it turned out later that he was actually working, as I say, for the British government. So they set up fronts. Now, some might be genuine or are just simply crazy. It's difficult to say, but some are certainly put out there. And Crowley was a member of an aristocracy in London, and he was well connected.
Do you feel that the time's getting fairly close that we're going to find ourselves in martial law here in the United States and Canada?
We've already been told we're under martial law. When Alan Rock came out in the 1998, when he was the Attorney General for Canada, he brought through the Omnibus Crime Bill, which was actually a whole bill to do with martial law. And even the newspaper reporters were saying, well, what's happening? What was this for? There's no trouble in the world. There's no trouble here. What's going on? 9/11 hadn't happened yet. And they were given no answer. But that was the same bill he ran through that eventually became the Patriot Act in the United States much later.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys, and what happened to Alan Rock afterwards? Well, they sent him off as an ambassador to the United Nations.
The Anti-Terrorism Act passed 10 weeks after. Unbelievable. Alan, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for calling. So yeah, these characters are sent in, they're technocrats into governmental positions like Alan Rock. They do what they have to do, they're told to do, and once it's done, they're moved on to another position. And this is standard when you watch these characters. Same with Maurice Strong, he's done the same thing, and many others in Kissinger. And you can go on and on with these guys. They're called technocrats. And I've got Charlotte from California. Are you there, Charlotte?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Mr. Watts.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I received your book about a week ago. I've read it once, but I know I'm going to have to read it, like you suggested, a few more times.
Yes.
The question that I had for you was, we have two children. They're my stepchildren.
I can hear the music, Charlotte. Could you hold on?
Sure.
Till after this break, and we'll carry on then.
Sure.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. I've got Charlotte from California. Will you continue, Charlotte?
Yes, regarding my children, 11 and 14, we've been open with them in regards to the events happening in the world. I don't really feel that they should be sheltered from that. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get your opinion on that because they're my stepchildren, and their other home, they've made comments, you know, you couldn't believe the things coming out of the boy's mouth, you know.
Yeah.
And they want to have a discussion with us. Mm-hmm. Over coffee. And I feel that they're going to bring that up. And what's your feeling on, because I've heard you made the comment that this is no time for pussyfooting around. These things are going to happen. I want my kids to be aware, and this is going to be their world.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And
they're going to have to grow through the worst of this, and the worst is yet to come, but there's no doubt about it. And they have to know what's going on rather than be shepherded along by the mainstream and guys with guns. They're going to know what's really going on and the forces behind it, because it cannot be fought in any other way. Ignorance will not win this. Only understanding will.
That's exactly the way that I feel. And I think I just wanted confirmation for that. It just feels right for them to know the truth. And it has opened their eyes, because they come back and tell us things that are done at school.
Yes.
For example, I don't remember what it's called, but some weapon that they use on the adolescents in England, I believe, that only affects their hearing. Well, my daughter, who's in high school, she said that kids use that on their cell phone so that the teachers won't hear it. But the other kids during, in that age range where it does affect their ears.
Yes.
So, I mean, she wouldn't be aware of these things if we didn't talk to them about that.
Absolutely. So, they are using technologies in the classroom. It's been in the mainstream media here and there, supposedly to help carry a teacher's voice over any length in the class so each child will hear it just as clearly. But there's other frequencies involved in that, and some of this technology was used in the Soviet Union, and it also makes them very placid in the classroom. That was part of it, too. So it does alter the mindset of the child. They're using a lot of stuff today, and they haven't told the general public really what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I want to go in, when they want to have this discussion. These things are happening, but it's hard for people who aren't in it. It seems like in our home, mm-hmm. we're cutting through the matrix here.
Yes.
And over there, they go back into the matrix.
They are, they're probably watching television, getting mainstream, and they're being lulled to sleep, thinking everything's just wonderful and being taken care of by professional people and have nothing to worry about. And that's the system that's all around us. And we're living in a dangerous time now, because you have to be very careful what you say and who you say it to. And you're absolutely right. When children are involved, you have a problem there. I do know people who have already raised children, and they've told them, you can't tell this to anyone, just anyone, because they will not understand.
Yeah, we do expound on that with the kids, because you never know.
I know. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
That's the end of the show for tonight, folks. So from Hamish, myself, up in Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.
Men, are you